The first decade, man and woman. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus says, a man loves a woman. He has seen she is beautiful. He has been told she is good, pure, and modest, and he has felt an affection arising in his heart. And with the affection, the hope of being able to possess that woman as a wife and make her the pearl of his house. Every time he goes to her, he takes her something he knows she likes, and when he is distant, he thinks of what he might take her. If he is far away from town, he writes to her, and as soon as he comes back, he runs to her. Then the time comes when the woman leaves her parents' home and enters her husband's house, to be one single flesh with him according to the ancient command, and forever according to my new command, which says, what God has joined may not be separated by man. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When the bride becomes the wife of the man she loves, she rises to a greater degree of love. They are no longer two who love one another. They are one, loving himself in his double. One loves himself reflected in the other, for love fastens them into such a tight knot that joy annuls personality and the two individuals relish a single joy. These correspond to the first two periods in mystical betrothal. First, you are loved and become fond of God who loves you. You then penetrate into a higher love and rejoice in his joys which become yours. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When the exciting period of love has passed, love matures into a dignified strength in both the man and the woman, becoming one single flesh. It makes them a father and a mother, who love one another over a cradle and look at each other, saying, as God the Creator said on observing man, we have made a creature who is eternal, who belongs to the heavens, to God. This is man's destiny, and if his will does not pervert it, this is his glorious goal. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The supreme Creator is the Lord God, who forms your souls, and Master as he is of life and death, allows you to come into life. But the second Creators are the ones who make a single new flesh out of the two bodies and two bloods, a new child of God, a new future inhabitant of the heavens. Since it is for the heavens that you are created, it is for the heavens that you must live on earth. Oh, the sublime dignity of a father and mother, a holy episcopate, I speak with bold but true words, that consecrates new servants to God with the chrism of married love, washes them with the mother's tears, dresses them with the father's work, and makes them bearers of the light by infusing the knowledge of God into children's minds and the love of God into innocent hearts. In truth, I tell you that parents are only slightly inferior to God solely because of the fact of creating a new Adam. But in addition, when parents are able to make the new Adam a new little Christ, then their dignity is barely one degree inferior to that of the eternal. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Marriage is a sacrament. As such, it is and must remain holy in order, so as not to become sacrilegious. But even if it were not a sacrament, it is always the most solemn act in human life, whose fruits almost put you on a par with the Creator of lives. And as such, it should at least be contained in a healthy human morality. If it is not like this, it becomes offensive and lustful. The sacrament will give the married couple all the assistance needed to live together according to the law and to the wishes of God. Husbands and wives also become ministers of a rite of procreation, and will be the priests of a small church, their family. They must therefore be consecrated in order to procreate with the blessing of God and to bring up a progeny that will bless the most holy name of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Oh, blessed is the house where the sanctity of the sacrament lives in the true sense of the word, and produces an inexhaustible flowering of acts of love. Not only love in the flesh, but more in the spirit. A love which lasts and, indeed, grows as the years and concerns grow. A love which is true love. For it is not limited to loving for enjoyment, but embraces a spouse's pain and bears it with oneself to lighten its weight. Do two who weep together love one another less than two who kiss each other and smile? No, Maria. They love one another more. A man shows he esteems his wife greatly if he entrusts everything about himself to her to receive her advice and comfort. A woman shows she loves her husband greatly if she is able to understand him in his thoughts and willingly helps him to bear his concerns. There will no longer be fiery kisses and words of poetry, but there will be caresses from soul to soul, and secret words which spirits murmur to each other, giving one another the peace of true love, of true marriage. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In this passage, the chastity of Joseph and Mary is compared with the chastity of Joachim and Anne, Jesus' grandparents. Firstly, Mary speaks of her betrothal to Joseph. With what trust I placed my hand in his, sensing that I had found in him a loving father, a faithful spouse, and a chaste companion. He would be like olive and fig trees, shading a small house, defending it from winds and heat, and providing the refreshment and comfort of sweetness and nourishment. My sweet spouse did not disappoint me. He really loved me, believed in me, even going against appearances. He concealed his tears from me so as not to disturb me. He had only smiles and help for me. He guided me as his first assumed daughter, holding my hand to make me feel he was close by with his love, avoiding obstacles for me and anticipating my needs. He was patient, silent, and chaste as only an angel can be. Jesus then speaks of Joachim and Anne, hoping to be blessed with a child in their old age. If their humility made them hesitant, their hearts trembled in hope at the first hint of God's promise. They were dreaming of a child. They got the Mother of God. But to obtain all this, they had to become masters of a true and lasting virtue which no event marred. Virtue of faith, virtue of charity, virtue of hope, virtue of chastity. The chastity of a married couple. They possessed it, because it is not necessary to be virgins to be chaste. Chaste nuptial beds are guarded by angels, and from them descend good children who make the virtue of their parents the rule of their lives. To be chaste does not mean to prohibit union. It means to fulfil it while thinking of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus says, it is rare to find two who love one another in a holy way from the outset, for society is too corrupt. But marriage is mutual elevation. It must be this. The better spouses should be a source of elevation and not limit themselves to being good, but work so that their husband or wife will arrive at goodness. When one lives by faith, one dies with the splendour of faith in one's heart and on one's lips. When one lives by purity, one converts without many words. The fragrance of virtues makes the world turn to notice. Not all are converted, but the best in the world are, and that is enough. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The spouse who is honest and loving in a holy way seeks to become like the other spouse. For those who love tend to take on the likeness of the beloved creature, so that marriage, when well understood, is a mutual elevation. There is no one who is completely wicked, and it is enough for each to improve one point by taking the other's good side as an example, in order to climb up the stairway of sanctity. In this way, they compete with one another, like a plant putting forth a branch higher than the preceding one and rising towards the sky. Such is conjugal and individual holiness. Today it's one virtue. Tomorrow, from this virtue, another higher one sprouts forth. And from the human virtues of mutual forbearance, one rises to the peaks of supernatural heroism. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O spouses who are able to be holy and live in my law, you are blessed from the present moment on. The angels take their seat in your homes and do not refuse to watch over your rest, for nothing about you offends those luminous spirits who see my face and, blessed in its light, cannot look at what is absolutely opposed to that light. And you, spouses who are not such, come back to the straight way. It is not by denying creation to a life that you will increase its wealth. Wealth, as if from a bottomless sieve, will flee in a thousand rivulets, for other vices and sins and will assault your possessions, and you will be poor in the world and in heaven through your own fault. Remember my commandments and my words. God will provide for those who live in God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.